Two centuries ago, the British bombarded Baltimore's Fort McHenry. Francis Scott Key was on a boat in the harbor.
He used his spyglass to see, did Baltimore fall?
That's the Smithsonian's Jennifer Jones.
The bombardment lasted for 48 hours.
On a stormy night, he looked for this flying from the fort.
The size of the flag was 30 feet by 42 feet.
Francis Scott Key pulled a letter from his back pocket and began
to write those words that later became our national anthem.
Brian McKnight has sung it at NFL games.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
If you can't feel that enough to sing it the way he wrote it.
Through the perilous fight.
What it's meant for 200 years now, then you shouldn't be singing this song.
She may have sung it best. Whitney Houston, Super Bowl 25, during the first Gulf War. It still brings those 200-year-old lyrics alive. Dave Barrett, CBS News.